Welcome to the Two Man Game. I'm your host, Landon Holland, and with me, as always, my co-host, Xavier Rocha. What's up, Roach?
What's going on, Dando? How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Excited to record this episode. I've been looking forward to this one. Let the people know what we're doing today.
Yeah, today we're going to do a 2022 NBA draft redraft. Just kind of our initial, and we're going to kind of share our initial thoughts on this past draft class and just kind of put together a 7-man lineup. We're going to redraft the lottery and just see who puts together a better team. Just kind of a fun little exercise. See for you guys to see and hear our thoughts on these rookies so far this year.
Yeah, so we're just going to go one pick at a time back and forth and build out a 7-man rotation. And then once we're done, we'll compare our lineups and decide who we think. I mean, I'm guessing both of us will think we won, but yeah.
Depending on how the draft falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
So we each got our guys that we'll be looking to get, and I'm going to let Roach start us off with the first pick.
Yeah, you've been very kind to give me the first pick.
I feel like I don't need it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the first pick's still pretty obvious. The Magic made the right pick, and I'm going to go with Paolo Banchero and select him off the board. He's shown to be the most versatile player so far in this draft. His ability to bring the ball up the court, his ability to play make, also score off the dribble and get to the basket effectively. He's just been incredible to watch, averaging over 20 points a game. Has been a big reason why the Magic have looked so good this year and as of late. Kind of shaping into a nice young core there, and I know a lot of NBA writers and followers are definitely keeping a closer eye on the Magic, and Paul is a big reason why.
Yeah, I think right there's pretty expected pick, so don't have much to say on that, but I'm going to go with Benedict Mathurin with the second pick. I know people still have questions about like his ceiling. Is he going to be an all-star, or what's his ceiling really look like? But I think just based on him being the second best rookie this year so far and all that he's done for this Pacers team that did not have many expectations, I think he's been just a solid player that has a bright future, and I don't know exactly what that looks like and what role he'll play in, but I think he's going to contribute his whole career to winning. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Mathurin.
Yeah, he's been a tough matchup so far this year. His ability to just make tough shots and just look so good coming off the bench for that Indiana team has been just so fun for them, and he was a big reason why they were playing so good early this year when Tyrese was healthy and they had their whole team running. I feel like for some of that time, he was in the running for Sixth Man of the Year, and kind of like people thought he could actually win that award. He's looked really good this year. I do like that pick. I will say, though, I don't think I would have gone him too. But I do like the pick. I like Benedict a lot. So
you get your number one and two right off the bat, it sounds like.
I do. With the second pick, or my second pick, with the third pick in the redraft, I'm going to go with Chet Holmgren. I think he was the number two pick. I'm going to pair him alongside Paolo Banchero. I just think Chet's going to still be super good. I know we haven't seen him this year, and it's tough to kind of grade how good he will be compared to these rookies just because we haven't seen him. But based on the ceiling and what he can be an incredible help side shot blocker, play amazing defense. And I've seen so many players from like the summer runs and this past summer just like say how good he looked playing against like Durant and Embiid and other bigs like that. NBA vets, and he just looked so good, so many players say. Just not afraid of the moment to play against those players, which I think is huge. He's just going to add a big... He's going to be a major addition to this Thunder team once he comes back next year. And I think he's going to be super good still. So I'm going to go Chet and pair him alongside Paolo.
Yeah, I can't say much about that. I think I knew that was coming with you as a Thunder fan and just the ceiling that he does have. I think you definitely have a scary front court off the bat, but yeah, we'll see. All right, I'm going to go with Jabari Smith Jr. as my next pick. This is a guy that I think many people were projecting to be the number one pick in the draft. And he's been inconsistent as a rookie, which many are. But just his athleticism, his shooting ability, and just the tools that he has physically to be a solid defender and just contribute in a lot of ways. I think he's going to have a great career. And yeah, I think for the Rockets, as long as they're patient with their young core, I think he's going to be a essential part of their future. So yeah, I'm going to go with Jabari as my next pick.
Yeah, and I mean, he's looked incredible defensively so far this year, and that's a huge plus, I think, for Houston. Just his ability to be a nice, lengthy switch defender for them. His jump shot, he struggled a little bit this year, but that's definitely going to come along. That was a strength of his in college. And he'll find his shot eventually. But just super promising that the defense has looked as good as it has for him. Super versatile. I definitely would have went him there. Just with his total potential as well, just can be an amazing perimeter defender and just switchable defender along with that three-point shooting. Just a great, I feel like, player that can play with really anyone that they have, like a ball-dominant guard like Jalen Green or a big like Alperen Şengün who's going to have the ball a lot, kind of like Jokic. Just fits nicely alongside both of them. With the fifth pick in this redraft, I'm going to go Shaedon Sharpe, the redraft. He's going to stay.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts bad.
He's actually going to get drafted a little earlier than he would have or he did in real life. I know Sharpe's your boy. Just probably, I mean, it's either him or Ivy, but you look a little upset. I'm sorry. You want me to switch to my other pick?
No, you can have him.
I mean, Sharpe's just uber athletic. He's going to be in the dunk contest this year, which is going to be exciting to see what he can pull out. Super athletic, amazing at getting to the basket. He's got some fine tuning to do still. He's looked kind of sloppy at times, but I mean, this dude's going to be good. It's gonna be good for him learning from guards like Damian Lillard and Anthony Simons. Just two incredible guards at scoring the ball. I think he can eventually get there one day. And I feel like he's a little underrated with his playmaking. He can definitely see the floor pretty well. And once he's given a bigger role on that team, I think that will start to show a lot more. So I'm gonna go with Shaedon Sharpe as the fifth pick in this redraft.
Yeah, that one hurts. That one hurts. I'm still in the boat where I think, I mean, this is a big take, but I'm in the boat where I think this guy can end up being the best player in this draft. I have not gone away from that yet. I know, like, there's been a lot of players that have been better than him so far, and I mean, he's looked like a rookie at times, and he hasn't gotten a ton of opportunity next to Dame and Simons, but I think just watching him and his athleticism, skill, ability to just finish around the basket and shoot the ball well, I think he's going to be an elite offensive player and has the tools to just be an elite two-way player in this league. I don't want to say anything early, but I think that might have just swung this draft. I think that might be the swing pick here.
You didn't think I was going Shaedon?
Yeah, I was getting him next pick, but I was actually thinking about getting him before I got Jabari. But yeah, that definitely hurts.
Building the team, I think you should have gone there because I don't think I would have gone Jabari play alongside Paolo and
I guess I just didn't expect you to do that that early.
Well, understandable. Don't give yourself a hard time. All these players are great. It's gonna be a close draft.
All right, so I gotta adjust my pick here. I know that Jaden Ivey's probably the obvious pick, but I think I'm gonna go a different direction here. I think I'm gonna go with Keegan Murray. I think my team, the way I'm trying to build it now, since you took Shaden away from me, is just a team full of solid players that play well on and off the ball.
Keegan is that.
And I think he's just the epitome of that. And he's been super solid this rookie season, a phenomenal shooter, great team player. Just doesn't have to do anything specific to help the team win. He can just do it all. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Keegan Murray here. And, yeah, I'll let you have Jaden as your point guard.
Man, do I want Jaden, though? I mean, defense is sketchy. He's looked pretty shaky with the ball this year.
Is he going to fall out of the top 10?
I do like the Keegan pick, though. He's looked so good next to Fox and Sabonis. Just the ultimate, like, role player. And that's not, like, a bad term or anything. Just, like, he just plays so well next to players like Fox and Sabonis that just have the ball. He just knows what to do.
Yeah, I don't think there's a team you place him on that he's not excelling this year. I think he's just going to be super solid for a long time. Yeah,
for a long time. With my fourth pick, yeah, I think Jaden's fallen. I feel bad, but I'm going to go Dyson Daniels.
Oh, I like that pick.
I'm going Dyson to run my point guard position. I just think his size and defensive ability and playmaking ability are the reason why I'm taking him. He's just elite in both of those aspects, kind of like a Lonzo Ball type. You just got to hope that the shooting comes along, and this kid can be a phenomenal player. But his defense so far has just looked great, and he's kind of filled that backup guard role super nicely coming off the bench behind CJ. And he just adds a different dynamic from CJ, being way bigger, being a better playmaker, and just better defender. He's played super well so far for New Orleans this year. So I'm going Dyson.
I like it. I think Dyson was high up on my list. Going to be a great defender, and already is a really good defender as a rookie. Yeah, I think that's a solid pick, especially alongside Shaden, who is the more explosive guard. Dyson's just a solid all-around point guard that isn't too flashy, but it does everything well. So I'm torn right here. I think Jaden's the obvious pick, but again, I'm gonna go away from him. I don't know, something about having him as my point guard. Yeah, something about having him as my point guard isn't super appealing to me right now with this lineup. And I want to place Jalen Williams as my starting point guard.
Amazing pick. Amazing pick.
I mean, this podcast, if you've listened to any recent episodes in the last few months, you know how much we love Jalen Williams. I think this guy is going to be a star, and he's had nights where he's just phenomenal, and he's helping the Thunder win a lot of games. And he's doing this all alongside SGA, who's having one of the best seasons out of all the guards in the league. And he's just filling in his role really well. So, yeah, I'm going to take J-Dub. Like his potential more than Jaden Ivey's, I guess, which is...
Amazing pick. Ultimate role player, like glue guy, kind of like a Draymond Green-esque player, I think, can just do everything.
Mm-hmm.
but gonna be a definitely good a way defender, better scorer. Yeah,
good defender,
way better scorer than Draymond.
Good playmaker, smart
but,
player.
Yeah, just does everything, and he, yeah, he's so smart. Great pick. I mean, I wanted to go him four, but I just didn't want to get some backlash on drafting him too high. I thought
you drafted
about
him
with
at,
my first pick.
If you drafted him at four, I would have been torn. Not to get Shaden or J-Dub. That would have hurt.
Man. Where do I want to go here? I feel like I just have to take him. He can come off the bench for me. I'm going to go Jaden Ivey. Just an electric guard. So quick. And just, I mean, he's going to become an elite finisher, kind of like Ja Morant is. Just got to hope that his jump shot comes along a little bit more and he just puts some more effort in on the defensive end. I feel like he's kind of like an Allen Iverson. Like, I mean, because Iverson wasn't an amazing defender, but he got steals, and I feel like Ivy's going to kind of be like that player, just someone that can is so fast that he can get in the passing lanes and get you a few fast break opportunities every game. And just, I mean, he has super high potential. Just got to hope that everything comes along with him. But I'm going to go Ivy to come off the bench for me.
I am surprised that he dropped all the way to 9. I think we both have a similar outlook on him. Just still has great potential, but not super confident on what he's going to be. Whether that's a star or like a six man, I feel like there's not much of an in between, because I don't know how much he's going to be like a 3-and-D guy or like a steady player. I feel like he's either going to be like an explosive player off the bench or like one of the main ball handlers on a team. But yeah, love the pick. So for my fifth pick, I'm going to fill out my starting lineup and grab Jalen Duren, the other Pistons rookie. I like a lot what I've seen from him so far. I think he's just, everybody knows what kind of athlete he is and the ability to block shots, play well in the dunker spot, set good screens. And I like him being matched up with Chet. I think he has the athleticism to be able to come out and guard the 3-point line and switch 1-5. So yeah, I think he's going to be a good defender and can cover the paint well. So going to go Jalen Duren.
Yeah, youngest player in this draft. So definitely has a lot of growth still. I mean, he reminds me of just like a Robert Williams. Like, if he can become like even close to what Robert Williams is, just going to be incredible to watch. His athleticism is unbelievable. Amazing lob catcher. So that next to Ivy and Cunningham just sounds so nice. Just got to hope that, I mean, just like a lot of these players, that they can shape out on the defensive end. And I mean, you just have so many like good players that can come from this draft if that happens. And that's a big if, but Duren definitely has all the potential to be a really good player. With my sixth pick, I'm going to have this guy insert into my starting lineup and just be the perfect role player next to the four guys I have playing with him. I'm going to go AJ Griffin from the Atlanta Hawks.
Good pick.
Probably the best shooter in this draft. Actually, yes, the best shooter in this draft. You don't think so?
I think Keegan Murray could argue that, but yeah.
AJ Griffin just has great size at 6'6", for a wing, super long, amazing shooter, gives great effort on defense, and just honestly just hasn't gotten enough playing time this season for the Hawks. They've struggled to get him out there at times, which has just been puzzling. But I really like AJ Griffin's game, his ability to have one of the most important characteristics in basketball now, to be able to shoot, is just super important to me, I guess. and kind of how I'm filling out my team here. And I just think he's, I mean, like you said with Keegan, just the ability to play with so many players and be a good, like, 3 and D player for a long time is just super good. So I'm going AJ Griffin.
Yeah, I think great pick. That was going to be my next pick. He's been great for the Hawks, and I think he'll continue to play a big role for them down the stretch into the playoffs. So for my next pick, between two guys, I think I'm going to go with Jeremy Sochan. Yeah, I'm going to go with Sochan. I think he still has the potential to be like an all-NBA type defender. And yeah, he's questionable on the offensive side of the court sometimes. But I think in that Spurs organization, he's going to be able to turn into a really good player. And I like having that defensive-minded, fiery, like competitive player off the bench. So I'm going to take Sochan.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. I love Jeremy Sochan. I mean, I don't want to give kind of the same comparison, but this guy's actually like Draymond Green. Like, he doesn't score all that much.
Yeah, those were his comparisons coming out of the draft, for sure.
Plays amazing defense and just gives so much effort out there on the court. Yeah, I love Jeremy Sochan. Just great player, great defender, so I like that pick a lot. He was going to be my next pick. But I don't hate this next pick. And I...
Tari Eason.
I actually like it a lot. No, I'm not going Tari. I'm going to go Walker Kessler from the Jazz. Okay. He's been super good. I think he's averaging the most blocks in the league. Might be wrong. Walker Kessler. Yeah, amazing shot blocker. Amazing post defender. Good finisher. He's shooting 71% so far this year. Has started to get more playing time as of late. And has looked super good. I mean, the Jazz have to be so happy with that. Getting him in that Rudy Gobert trade along with the other four first-round picks that they got. Just, I mean, a steal of a trade getting Kessler there. Just looked super good for them. And is just pretty much a Rudy Gobert replacement. Does everything that Gobert did for them. And I feel like he can become the level of player that Gobert was. So, I mean, can become really good. So, I'm going to go Walker Kessler. Finish my draft.
I like it. Give yourself some rim protection off the bench. And for Chet, who might be injured for some time.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so for the final pick of the draft, I think Tari Eason is the next best player, but I'm going to go a different route just because I feel like I have enough defense, size, and shooting. I need a guy off the bench that can get me a bucket. I'm going to go with Jaden Hardy.
Okay.
I think this guy is, obviously he hasn't had much run this season with the Mavericks, who are trying to compete, and obviously Luka has the ball, and he's always just running that offense. But we saw flashes of what Hardy can do early on the season, like the preseason, summer league, and a little bit of flashes throughout the season when he's got time. And I think this guy can be a pretty good player. I think this is just like a sleeper pick, one that I'm just going on a limb here. But yeah, I want a guy who can go get me a bucket if the offense is struggling. So gonna go with Jaden Hardy.
Yeah, I like it. He's definitely gonna be a bucket getter. I feel like he can become a Jamal Crawford type player, just an absolute bucket that can get you 20 plus any night coming off the bench. He'll be electrifying one day. I like that pick a lot for you.
Electrifying.
Tari Eason goes undrafted.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah.
I feel like, I mean, if your goal was to just get players that play that will be good defensively and play their role offensively, that's Tari Eason so far.
Yeah, I think Tari's definitely better than some of our guys we drafted, but there's a lot of good wings in this draft,
mm-hmm.
and we're filling out a roster, so don't want to overload your team with the same kind of players.
Yeah.
Alright, so give me a rundown of your starting lineup into the bench, and then I'll give you a rundown of mine, just how you feel about it. Then you can go from there.
So starting for me, I'm going to have Dyson run the point with Shaedon Sharpe at the 2 spot with AJ Griffin as our 3 and D player, and then Paolo and Holmgren holding down the front court for us. Just, I feel like 3, if not 4, if you want to throw Holmgren in there, can handle the ball super effectively and distribute the ball. And then you just have defenders like Dyson Daniel, AJ Griffin, and then Holmgren's ability to block shots and switch on smaller guards and smaller wings is going to be super effective. And then you have Jaden Ivey's athleticism coming off the bench, his ability to just go get a bucket. And then Walker Kessler coming in as a secondary shot blocker. A bigger big than Holmgren is, in case you're going against guys like, in case you just want to throw a bigger lineup out there. I mean, we could run Dyson, Shaedon, Paolo, Holmgren, Kessler, you know? I mean, just be super big, kind of like the Magic. So yeah, I like my team. I think we have everything you need. We have shooting, the ability to get to the basket, great shot blockers, great perimeter defenders, just everything you want in a team. So I think I threw together a nice one here.
Yeah, I like it. I think Shaedon was a big get for you. I think when I look at your team, that next to Paolo is, those might be my favorite two players. So can't complain about your roster at all.
Man, I just want to know how this draft would have went if you had the first pick.
Yeah,
because I feel like then you would have a lot different. Because you would have gone, maybe not. I feel like you would have gone Shaedon with your second pick if you picked Paolo. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure like how soon you. I think I was expecting you to take Shaedon later on, so I was kind of holding out for that. But
mm-hmm.
That's why you got to take your guys early. But
yeah, you gotta take the guys you like.
I like the way my roster looks. I'm gonna start with the starting lineup. I got Jalen Williams at point guard, Mathurin at 2, then Keegan Murray and Jabari Smith at the forwards, and Duren running out the starting lineup. Yeah, I think this can be a really good defensive lineup with these 5 guys. I think can pretty much switch 1 through 5, and just having a bigger lineup with, honestly, Mathurin and Williams are similar sizes, and Williams with his wingspan can guard most positions.
He has so far this year.
Yeah.
Which on to everybody.
Just a bunch of solid guys on the starting lineup, and a lot of shooters with Mathurin, Murray, and Smith, and then Duren being able to guard the paint and be a big defensive presence. And then you got Sochan off the bench, who, like the rest of the starting lineup, is going to be able to switch 1 through 5, create some chaos off the bench. So, yeah, I think this team's built on steadiness and defensive-minded team that moves the ball well, shoots the ball well, and doesn't need one guy to get the buckets every night. And then I got Jaden Hardy. It's my seventh guy. Maybe years from now he can get on some...
In case you do need a bucket, you know?
Yeah.
In case you do need a bucket.
Get on a hot streak for me. But yeah.
Yeah, you just have so many guys that just... I mean, your locker room chemistry is going to be great. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are just great locker room guys. They're all going to get along. I mean, the thing you could say about my team is that, you know, Shaden, Ivy, and Paolo, I feel like, are some airheads, and I feel like they could not be great locker room presence, especially all together, all wanting the ball. So,
yeah,
you definitely threw together a team that's going to be willing to share the ball. So, I like that for sure.
Yeah, you definitely got a team that's got more star power, but I think my team is going to fit well together and maybe be able to compete against your guys.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, the J-Dub pick alone, that's going to, I mean, that could win you a seven-game series for sure.
For sure.
He just does everything. Yeah, great draft. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We need to do some more drafts. I mean, there's plenty of drafts, like redrafts to do. I mean, obviously, there's been however many NBA drafts. And then just, like, cool other drafts that we can do, like, only below 20-point per game scorers or something, you know?
Yeah, and I like the format.
Like, non-All-Stars or whatever.
Yeah, the format with seven's good, too. Just to do, like, a lottery draft and then kind of create teams that we compare against each other, make it a little competition. So, yeah. Hope everybody enjoyed that. I think we're going to just talk about the All-Star starters that just got announced tonight. Just touch on that a little bit from what we think about it, if anybody got left out that we think should have been a starter. And, yeah, I'll let you start, Roach, by just talking about SGA getting left out of the starting lineup for the All-Star game. I know that hurts, and I know a lot of people wanted him to be in that starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, he deserved it. He's played almost every game this year, and he lost a spot to Steph, who's missed a decent amount of time so far this season. I mean, SGA is just putting up, like, MVP caliber numbers. Numbers that only 87 Jordan has put up. I've heard that going around. just like, he's just been insane. He's hit so many clutch shots. Just been so good. And Thunder Twitter is just talking about, just got to push the All-NBA Shea agenda now. Screw the All-Star game. So that's what we're pushing. All-NBA Shea.
Yeah, I was disappointed
to
see that
he was snubbed.
He wasn't on it. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, also seeing Williamson on it, I mean, Zion's been great, but he's also missed a lot of time, and I think SGA and Ja could have definitely been replacing Steph and Zion, but I mean, he's still going to be in the game, so it'll be fun to watch.
What do you think about Domas? Sabonis. Domantas.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously the Kings have been great, like, compared to what they're expected to be, but I think a lot of buzz has also been around De'Aaron Fox, who's been, like, the best clutch player in the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think either of them really deserve to be an All-Star starter. But, yeah.
They should both hopefully make it.
Yeah, I hope so.
That'll be good for the Kings.
Yeah, Kings fans, looks like you're going to have a shot to make the playoffs.
They're looking
we
good
will
so
see.
Far. The
Anything
top
about
three in the West are just separating themselves, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I think the Eastern Conference, I agreed with it, other than maybe, I think I'd probably put Embiid over Kyrie. The Sixers have a better record than the Nets, and obviously Embiid's their best player. So I'd give Brooklyn just one player in the starting lineup, but obviously Durant's missed some time, but so did Irving, so I'd probably give it to Embiid and Durant.
That's just where the position, like, they just need to make it positionless, you know? Like, having, like, just get the best five from each conference out there.
Is it because they need two guards?
Yeah, that's you need why, two right? guards, three yeah. front court players.
Yeah, just so, call Jason Tatum a guard. Come yeah. on now.
That's the argument, is just the NBA is so positionless now, like, shouldn't be worrying about, like, two guards, three forwards, but...
Yeah. Like, even at that there. Point, just, like, I don't know.
And with the, like, the all-star draft now, they're just fantasy drafting their teams, so...
Why do give it to Halliburton, even though he's hurt, yeah. just give it to him.
Yep.
Have Kyrie replace him.
Kyrie's been insane so far, though. These yeah, past few weeks, it's been crazy. Well, yeah. Should be a good all-star draft again. I think it's Giannis and LeBron drafting. I know LeBron's teams are undefeated so far in these drafts. Yeah,
I feel like the drafts have been outrageously lopsided. Even like when you watch it, it's like, how is LeBron getting all these guys?
Yeah, he just...
I think Giannis is a bad drafter.
I think he is too. Even last year, KD was taking his boys. Like, he took Cade Cunningham. He took LaMelo. I know him and LaMelo are like.
Oh yeah.
And then like he wouldn't take Harden. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
LeBron but, like left him Harden and Gobert, and he chose Gobert over Harden.
As long as SGA is the first pick,
I mean, he better be.
Yeah. But Embiid probably will be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you all enjoyed that redraft. I think that's probably something we'll get into doing a little bit more. Try to switch up our episodes a little bit more often. So, yeah, I hope you all enjoyed. Have a good day.
Yep. See ya.